Tuesday, the 23rd of July. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Today, I'd like to talk to you about an oncologist. Because remember, we're spending some time each week thinking a little bit about women in science and in medicine and in mathematics. So what's an oncologist, guys? That's a really big word, isn't it? Oncologist. That's a word that means it's a specific kind of doctor, a doctor who deals with a specific kind of disease. And the disease oncologists deal with is, of course, cancer. So if you hear of someone going to see an oncologist, that's because someone thinks they might have cancer or they do have cancer. So we're going to hear about Jane Cook Wright. And she was an Afro-American. And let's hear a little bit about her story. Jane Cook Wright was born into a family of doctors in 1919. That's more than 100 years ago. And her grandfather was the first African-American to graduate from Yale's medical school. And her father founded the Harlem Hospital's Cancer Research Foundation. In the 1940s, so that's about the same time as World War II, if you were diagnosed with cancer, that was considered a death sentence. You were going to die. That, by the way, guys, is no longer true. If you are diagnosed with cancer, there are cures. There are some cures that work very well. You might die, but you might be cured, especially if you get treated fast enough. Just a little aside, in South Africa, we have very good pediatric oncology for children who have cancer. And so if you ever meet someone, maybe someone at your school gets cancer, because this does happen. Cancer happens even to children. One of the most important things is that they must go and see an oncologist, that special cancer doctor, and they must stay with the oncologist. The problem with cancer cures is that they can make you feel very sick to take the cancer medication. It can make you feel horrible. So people don't like doing it. But if you do the chemotherapy and the radiation, you will get better. When Jane graduated from New York Medical College in 1945, she started her own career in cancer research. So remember, her father had founded a hospital that was focused on cancer research. And she worked with her father at Harlem Hospital. When her father died, Jane became the head of the Cancer Research Center, and she was only 33 years old, which, even though it sounds very old today, was actually very young to be a doctor. Jane developed new techniques that saved precious time. Instead of testing chemo drugs on the patient directly, Jane tested samples of their cancer tissue, and this allowed her to quickly create the most effective treatments. She understood that each person needed their own unique cocktail of chemotherapy drugs. Jane also initiated a new way to treat hard-to-reach tumors. Sometimes, if you had to surgically remove a tumor, you had to take the whole organ out. And Jane developed a less invasive way to precisely deliver chemotherapy using a catheter. Jane was the co-founder of the American Society of Clinical Oncology and the Associate Dean of the New York Medical College. She was also the first woman president of the New York Cancer Society. In a time when there were very few African American doctors and even fewer who were women, Jane was a radical trailblazer. She worked on the President's Commission on Heart Disease, Cancer and Stroke, which she joined in 1964, and some people call her the mother of chemotherapy. One of the things we want to think about when we think about her is that we might think to ourselves, the world is set up in such a way that it's very difficult for me to do well. She was a woman trying to work in medicine in the early part of the 20th century when women were not really allowed to practice in doctors, and most people wouldn't go to a woman doctor in the first place. And she was an Afro-American at a time when there was a lot of racism in the United States. So we can imagine that it was very difficult for her, especially when she took over being the head of a cancer research center. And yet she persevered and was able to do amazing things. The other thing I like about her is that she realized that every cancer patient needed a unique solution to their cancer, that not all cancers could be treated the same way, and that she was willing to work with each patient individually. And there are lots of things in our world which require us to think about, well, how is this impacting this person, rather than just saying this always works to fix the problem. So, let's close our eyes now. Let's give thanks for all the men and women who have chosen to work in oncology in the study of cancer. And let's pray today for any child anywhere in the world who has a diagnosis of cancer, that God might comfort them and give their family courage, and that they might find the medical help they need soon enough to deal with the disease and recover. Amen.